USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said he and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi have worked out an agreement to work on a clean resolution to avoid a shutdown of the federal government. Mnuchin on Fox News Sunday said conversations are continuing.
We're having the appropriations staff, the four corners, meet and go through some specific details on it. But the good news is we've agreed on a clean CR.
The secretary hopes things will move forward by the end of the week. He noted that he and Pelosi agreed on not wanting to see the government shuttered. A bill would need to be passed and signed by President Trump by September 30th. Public health officials are warning people to take precautions against COVID-19 while enjoying the Labor Day holiday. Dr. Deborah Birx is with the White House Coronavirus Task Force.
This weekend is critical. Now is not the time to let up.
This is USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has extended their special offer, and a lot of people have taken advantage of it. Simply apply by September 30th, and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And, of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
This is the Labor Day holiday, but USA Radio's John Clemens is in a Thanksgiving frame of mind as he reflects on those retail workers on the front lines of the coronavirus pandemic.
Despite the challenges of COVID-19, we should be grateful for those working in the grocery stores of America and for those who supply product to those supermarkets. I spoke to Leslie Saracen of the Food Industry Association, FMI.
I'm grateful for the thousands and thousands of grocery workers all throughout the country who have day in and day out paid attention to the details of the work they do. They've maintained the discipline of the sacrifice and service to their communities, as they always do. They've had to overcome a lot of fear and, frankly, fatigue to show up for work every day because the rest of us in this country are depending on them.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For news anytime on demand, go to our website. It's usaradio.com. You are listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The mayor and police chief of Rochester, New York, said they would ignore calls from protesters to resign. They're opting to stay and improve things. The city in western New York has seen protests for the last several nights in the wake of the death of 41-year-old Daniel Prude. Prude died in March after an interaction with police, but video and incident details did not come to light until recently. The death was ruled a homicide, and the seven officers involved with the death have since been suspended with pay. Mayor Lovely Warren says she's ready to make changes.
For everything that we have seen this year, it is clear to me that there is more work that needs to be done, and I am committed to doing that work.
But that's not good enough for protesters. They still want Warren and Police Chief Laurent Singletary to resign. The Defense Department reiterated Friday that Microsoft won a $10 billion cloud computing contract fair and square. It comes after a four-month reevaluation, but the contract is still on hold after Amazon argued that President Trump caused the company to lose out on the lucrative deal. An injunction from March put a freeze on the JEDI project, which will allow the military to use artificial intelligence to beef up fighting capabilities and improve battlefield communications. Defense Secretary Mark Esper has said the Pentagon made its own decision without any external influence. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.